This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And this evening we're starting off in Hungary and, well, not necessarily a good story, but anyway.
We haven't had good news out of Hungary for a little while, I have to say.
Yes, and their neighbour Poland, not particularly good over there. So the advert has been attacked by the National Media and Infocommercial Authority as not being suitable for children. Will someone please
Who's
think about
looking
the
after
children?
The children? Right, yes, here we go.
Because it featured same-sex families. Now, the advert was aired on Radio Television Luxembourg on one of their channels, and it was part of a national campaign spearheaded by the Hungarian LGBTI rights advocates group, the Hatter Society, who we're actually going to be talking to soon.
Excellent.
It featured various LGBT plus people and experts from educators, doctors, therapists to debunk the theory that the myths about queer families. And now the broadcast regulator has taken aim at RTL, the Radio Television Luxembourg, for airing the ad.
So hang on, they're saying that it's about that they don't want kids to see positive representations of LGBT people that debunks the myths about kids.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got it in one.
Oh. Dark.
They said that the broadcaster must respect the institution of marriage and family values. Family values.
By dissent.
Children and family values. That's the ones they'd like to throw out there.
It's a democracy. They don't have to. They're allowed to have a voice.
The Hatter Society has made the advert in response to the government curtailing LGBT rights last year, which included an amendment which strictly defined a family as including a man as a father and a woman as a mother. So we'll be getting to hear a lot more about that when I talk to the Hatter Society later this week.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to get their real insider's view because they had quite a conservative government come in, very similar parallels, as you mentioned, with Poland, whereby, you know, a change of government and all of a sudden things you just can't take rights for granted because there can be such a simple change.
Unfortunately, we're an easy target, apparently.
Yeah. Turkey's another one in the same boat, new conservative right-leaning party who come in and more often than not they use the LGBT community as the scapegoats, as a political tool, as an example. Yep, absolutely.
Fun Eurovision fact, of course. Turkey withdrew from Eurovision because it became too gay.
Turkey became too gay or Eurovision became too gay?
God, it took him a long time to learn on that. I was like,
hey, this is the competition that borders ever, and, you know, if they want camp, that's, you know.
And that was in the 70s.
Yeah. Indeed. Look, I've been keeping an eye, in fact, some hot off-the-press news out of Tunisia. Not good as well, unfortunately, but this one just came through tonight. A Tunisian court has sentenced a prominent LGBT rights activist to 6 months in prison and a fine for shouting at a police station after the officers refused to register her harassment complaint.
So she shouted at a building?
Well, yeah, but obviously with the police inside. So she went inside to make a complaint about harassment to the police. The complaint was about police harassment. The police then harassed her further and ejected her from the police building. From the street, she then yelled at them, and then they arrested her. Now, it goes further. If that's not all shocking enough, she was charged with insulting a police officer during the performance of their duty, causing embarrassment and disruption. You can get arrested for causing embarrassment and apparent drunkenness. And her lawyer has absolutely said disputed that, and there's no evidence of it at all. But the court have then gone with the police, and she's been sentenced to 6 months in prison. Human Rights Watch has spoken out by arresting and sentencing Rania Amdouni. The Tunisian authorities are sending an appalling message to victims of discrimination that they have nowhere to turn and that any object could land them in prison themselves. It is really that ultimate power, isn't it? You know, you've got nowhere else to turn.
Well, she's very brave, I think, to actually go and actually object in the first instance to actually raise the issue if it was already police that were doing the oppression, and then to go to the police to report the police.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like a little bit of police harassment in response to complaints about police harassment.
Yep. And look, and this is also well documented because she was actually, Human Rights Watch did a study in the area about 6 months prior to her arrest where she told them all about and documented all the harassment that she's been experiencing. So it's abundantly clear that there's an ongoing campaign here in Tunisia. Not good news, I'm afraid.
Well,
we need some good news.
Yeah, I'm going to change things up. I'm usually here with dark news, but today I bring you Bangladesh. Great news, Tashnuva Anand is their first trans newsreader.
Woohoo!
Started on International Women's Day, great anniversary to have, I think. She's the first there, and she's hoping that her regular appearances on national television will help other trans people gain greater acceptance in the country. And she hopes just that by seeing her all the time, it'll allow people to, you know, be less, like, be more sensitized and just kind of, you know.
I hate to use the word, but normalize.
Yeah, it's that
regular viewing and.
Yeah.
News reading is one of those powerful things. Like, there are news readers are usually quite respected in society.
Yeah. And there are also people I think that you see all the time, but you don't think about seeing them all the time.
Yep.
I mean, we've got Peter Mitchell.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a good Mitch and ally.
I still Mitch and, you know, remember that guy who started the ABC News right after the kids' shows. The ending of, you know.
Okay, you lost me on that one.
Yeah, sorry. No, before my time here. But I do remember when the BBC had their first coloured announcer that made big news. First, she was female as well. Yeah,
yeah. Quite often the public broadcasters are a bit more progressive. In that area. And, of course, we're lucky enough to have SBS here as well. So that's some fantastic news out of Bangladesh. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.